So we have an excellent panel. Our first speaker is Lemia Armour. She joined Amadeus Capital Partners in 2009, is a partner in the Early Stage Fund, is involved on several boards. She worked at Barclays Investment Bank before that and is on the government's semiconductor advisory panel. So Amelia, straight over to you.
Thanks, David, and it's lovely to see everyone tonight. Just to give you a feel for what Amadeus is doing, we're an early stage deep tech investment fund. We've been around for 25 years, and in that time, we've invested in over 180 companies. And we have offices in Cambridge and London, and about 40% of our investments are in Cambridge spin-outs. And the reason why we're so excited about deep tech in the UK is driven by the strong research and technology development that we see at the universities here. As you all know, we have four of the top 10 global universities in the UK, seven out of the top 10 in Europe. So we're creating loads of amazing ideas. And that's brilliant at the very early stage. But what we come across sometimes is problems of taking these amazing tech and scaling those to companies which have amazing products. And just to touch on a couple of things where we see the real difficulties in the UK versus maybe other areas, is one of them is in funding and one of them is in talent to do that scale up. So, within Europe, the UK takes the greatest share of funding into deep tech companies after France, Sweden, and Germany. And at the earlier stages, that's great. We have a vibrant seed stage list of investors. We have angel investors, we have EIS investors. And so per capita, we generate a significantly high number of startup companies. But what we find with deep tech companies is they take longer to scale. So compared to other technology companies, which don't have the strong IP breakthroughs, it's 25 to 40% longer between funding rounds that these companies take to get to those next milestones. And that means that they need to raise more funding to get from stage to stage. And at the earlier stages, that's fine, but we have problems later on to get enough capital to really grow these companies to the size that we would like. Now, there are shoots of glimmer of things improving in the UK. We're hopeful that some pension money will be released to support this asset class. And we also see initiatives such as the Breakthrough Fund, which has come from the British Business Bank setting up a few years ago, which has 375 million to invest in the types of companies that we're supporting. But there's more that we could do there. Even at the seed stage, we could take larger funding rounds to help our companies get through these early milestones much more quickly. And then the second area, which I think is important, where we could really do with more input in scaling these companies is around talent. I have one example of an AI company that is really looking to grow its product function. So really, understanding what the customer wants, listening to the voice of the customer so that can feed back into the product they're developing. They've hired multiple times in the UK, each time with failure. They haven't been able to find a strong enough person to lead their product function in the UK. And so they've had to go to the US to hire that person. And because we don't have this developed ecosystem of scaling companies to a later stage, we don't have the outpouring of talent that then comes back into the more junior and companies. To give you a feel for the number of unicorns that are in the UK versus the US, at the end of last year, there were just under 600 in the US and just under 50 in the UK. And so this scale makes a real difference in terms of talent that can be coming to support the junior companies. But I think this ecosystem is really developing. If we look at the amount of investment that comes into deep tech over the last 10 years, it's now moved from 10% of total VC investment in the UK to now 20%. And so it is growing, but there's a lot more that can be done. And it will be interesting to discuss other people's ideas throughout this evening. Thank you.